Hello everyone, welcome to Chai Break. Today we have a treat for you. Sean is going to interview Dr. Rita Yadava, a pediatric neurologist, a dadi and a nani. Dr. Rita is going to talk about how reproductive freedom affects our Desi families and how we Desis can take back our power by voting in November's midterm elections.
I'm so happy to be hosting a great interview today with Dr. Rita Yadava. She is a clinical neurologist, and Dr. Yadava is board certified in pediatrics and pediatric neurology. This month is very particular and specific. The month of October and around the United States, we have midterm elections coming up, and it's an extremely important period for our community to get involved politically. And in that light, we've invited Dr. Rita Yadava on our show, who is representing the organization of They See Blue, TheySeeBlue.org. You can learn more by going to their website, but we are a sponsored by a campaign, an organization that is very much looking forward to getting as many Democrats on their platform as possible. So I want to invite Dr. Yadava to our show. Dr. Yadava, why don't you give us a little bit more background and what inspired you to join They See Blue and what started this entire political journey of yours?
I'm a pediatric neurologist, and I've been in the United States for almost more than 45 years, and I've raised my own family here. I am now a dadi, a nani, to some wonderful children. And since this whole issue of reproductive rights came up, that is what really inspired me to get involved with ACBU, because I feel that this is such an important thing for our community, our families, and for everybody in general, and for every woman and every family that's here, that they should be able to make this choice themselves.
Yeah, and that's what our show is really about today. It's about the reproductive rights of women and the discrepancy between the two parties and how they see who should have the right to their bodies. Is it going to be governing bodies who are predominantly men, older, might have more conservative values? Typically, that is the case. Although with MAGA coming into the fray, I don't even know where the values stand from that standpoint. Or should they have, on the Democratic side, should a woman have rights and control over her medical decision making between herself and the medical professional, her physician, her doctor, or her caretaker? And that's really the conversation that we're having today. So let's talk a little bit about how this impacts the South Asian community.
I think it impacts everybody, especially the South Asian community. And it's not one particular race, creed, or caste. It's a combination of all kinds of religions that we represent together from Southeast Asia. But all of us have the same background values, that we decide, we plan our families depending on our financial status, our emotional ability, and physical abilities. And all of us have the same feeling about how we should be able to make these decisions ourselves with our families and our physician. It's not that any one particular race or creed is separate from the others, but all of us have the same kind of background on how we want to raise our children and our families.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I mean, we're talking about not just India and Pakistan. We have Sri Lanka, we have Afghanistan. We have so many different countries that represent South Asia, but there is that common thread of common values. Let's get into that a little bit more. You know, why don't we talk about, you know, what we can do as a South Asian community, as a voting bloc, to start moving forward and starting understanding this, this issue a little bit further, right? Because we're not just different countries. We also have different creeds, right? We're Christian, we are Muslim, we are Hindu, we are Buddhist, and so on and so forth. And so, you know, we have to have a greater connection and understanding. So let's go into the value system here a little bit more, and we can kind of tease out these specific voting, I guess, normalities as to why we should engage, especially during this next election.
Yeah, I think one of the most important things is that abortion is just part of this whole reproductive choice. It's not the only thing that we talk about. It also affects contraception, in vitro fertilization. All this is part of the reproductive choice. And taking away a woman's reproductive rights not only affects her, but her entire family, and not just that particular woman. The right to choose whether a pregnancy should be terminated or should be carried on to term is an extremely difficult decision for any woman, for any family. In cases of incest and rape, this decision is relatively easier to make. It's never an easy thing, but it's a clearer choice. But in cases of life-threatening fetal abnormalities, it becomes very difficult to decide what to do. There may be families that decide they want to take that fetus to term and take care of that infant that's born with life-threatening, issues and may not be able to live beyond a certain number of days, but they want to take care of the child, which is just fine. But there may be other families that feel they cannot invest the emotional, psychological, or even financial burden that comes with it. And they should have the right to choose that maybe that pregnancy should not be taken to term, especially if you know you're going to have a child that is not viable, or you may have basically, a fetus that is not going to be viable. Is it worth the woman's life to carry that fetus to term? And I think that is a decision that all religions, all ethnic backgrounds, everybody believes in. And I think they should have that choice to make that decision.
Yeah, and I think that when we think about the discrepancies here and we compare government versus religion, those are two very different communities that we're involved with. And if we say that the government has the choice to put me in a position or my family in a position where it would be life-threatening to my child or the mother of my child, that is overstepping so many boundaries. And then, we have this discrepancy between state and church, and the United States was very well established under this idea that they would separate church and state, that we would have freedom of religion. And so it seems like the agenda here is really fa the foundation of this agenda is really religiously based, or community based, and is moving into government in different ways. How do you see it?
Yeah, right now, where you live determines what your reproductive rights are. Certain states have completely banned them, and even very early, either completely banned them or at 14 or 15 weeks, which is even before you had your ultrasound to see if the fetus is normal. And if you can't make that choice, that is a real problem. It's not up to the state to decide. And so in some states, we have no reproductive rights, and in other states, at least we still have them. And if we don't make the right choice in this coming election, we may lose the rights everywhere.
I agree 100%. In Texas, even in the cases of incest and rape, Governor Abbott had made a law now that after 8 weeks, I believe it's 6 weeks or 8 weeks, you are not allowed to have an abortion. He's even put certain procedures in place where you can get rewarded. It's called a bounty. If you report people who have gotten or assisted with an abortion. We sometimes women don't even know that you are pregnant. So before you can even be informed of your own health, the state is taking away that right. And so, what can we do about this?
I think it's most important that we elect the right kind of officials that believe in our ideals and that support us in what we want. And I think in this November election, that's what's going to be very, very important. And every single vote counts for that because some of the elections are very close. And what we need to do is to elect the people who support us and support our rights so that we can keep them. Otherwise, we're going to lose them everywhere in this country. And it'll be the government that makes the decision whether you have a baby, when you have a baby, whether you keep the baby or not.
Yeah, I 100% agree. The voting day itself is November 8th. it is so important for our community to make a plan here, to make a plan, to make sure that you're registered. There are certain counties and certain states that do not allow for same-day voter registration. So ensure yourself that you have voted, that you are registered to vote, and that your family has a plan to get to the polls, that you've identified all those challenges, that you have a valid ID. Ensure that you know exactly how you're going to get to the polls, how you're going to vote, and how you're going to get your community involved as well.
Yeah, and I think one of the most important things is this year, it's only the Democratic candidates that seem to support the ideals that we have. So I think everybody needs to vote straight down the Democratic ticket, regardless of what your feeling may be about a particular person. I think this year, it's not the politicians or the courts or anything else that matters. It just is that you have to choose a party that supports you. And it seems like the only party that supports us right now is the Democratic Party.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And Dr. Rita Yadav, thank you so much for joining our show today. If you have any final thoughts, this is the time to express them.
I think just vote blue and vote. That is more important than anything else, because every single vote counts this year.
Absolutely. And to learn more about They See Blue, please go to theyseeblue.org to learn more. Thank you so much for your time today, and get out there and vote, and let's get reproductive rights back to the people that should be making those decisions, which are women, family, and healthcare professionals.
Thank you.
We know now you're inspired to vote, but perhaps you may not be sure if you can get to the polls on November 8th. In many states, you can request a mail-in ballot to come to your home, or you can go to the polls early to vote. The easiest way for you to learn about voting options is to go to www.vote.org to see what is available in your state. We live in this country, it is patriotic to vote, and together we could make the difference. So let us make it happen. Thank you for listening to Desi Blue Chai Break. Paid for by Desi Blue, desiblue.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.